KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies in Atlantic, and it's 39 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 70, winds southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 35, and tomorrow partly cloudy, a high of 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller on Monday honored five Iowans for their efforts to stop the abuse and fraud of their fellow community members during the office's inaugural Consumer Protection Hero Recognition Ceremony in the Iowa Capitol Rotunda. Miller said, "Today we honored these exemplary citizens for their dedication and service to those of their communities who have been or could have been the target of fraudsters. These individuals," he said, "have gone above and beyond to protect their fellow citizens." Among those who was honored was Scott Kilmer of Exira. Kilmer was driving a customer to a bank in West Des Moines in early 2020. The trip wasn't out of the ordinary for the yellow cab driver, but as their conversation continued, it was apparent something was amiss. The 83-year-old woman was preparing to withdraw $38,000 from her account and transfer it to someone she didn't know. She had received a call from a man claiming to be with the IRS, urgently telling her that a family member needed the funds to pay a bill or that person would be sent to jail. Kilmer knew it was a hallmark of a scam. He and a bank representative spoke with a woman and convinced her she was being scammed. Kilmer then notified the Attorney General's office, providing information about those who attempted to scam the woman. The others who were honored can be found through a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The AG's Consumer Protection Hero Award was created to shine a spotlight on the work everyday citizens do in their communities. Whether those individuals use their knowledge of scams to educate the public or recognize when others may be the target for scams or financial exploitation, they're heroes in the eyes of the AG's Consumer Protection Division. Well, police in Red Oak say no injuries were reported after an Iowa DOT bridge guardrail sustained about $1,000 damage when it was struck by a semi-tractor trailer at around 4:20 this morning. Officers located the property damage accident that had just taken place on the Highway 34 bridge west of Red Oak. Following an investigation, it was determined a 1998 Peterbilt semi-tractor trailer operated by a 59-year-old Sterling Ray Harrell of Walnut was traveling west through a construction zone when he got too close to the guardrail and sideswiped it. The semi registered to Red Oak Carriers LLC sustained about $800 damage. Harrell was cited by police for failure to provide proof of financial liability or accident insurance. The Creston Police Department today said a man from Creston had reported Sunday afternoon that his storage unit at Graphic Displays self-storage on East Clark Street in Creston had been broken into and multiple items were taken. The loss was estimated at $300. And Monday afternoon, a Creston woman reported to police that someone had unplugged and ripped off two of her security cameras and threw them in the road. Loss was estimated at $170. Adair County Elections Deputy Joshua Nelson reports that on Thursday, November 18th, the Adair County ASVP Board will meet at 9 a.m. at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield to conduct a post-election audit of the voting system used in the November 2nd, 2021 city school election. The action was requested by the Iowa Secretary of State and is required by the Iowa Code as a means of verifying vote integrity. The audit is open to the public. A new state audit report on government spending accuses Governor Kim Reynolds of using nearly $450,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds to pay the salaries for 21 members of her staff for 3 months last year and concealing the spending by passing it through the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. State Auditor Rob Sand says a review of the state's payroll system shows the money was used to pay the governor's office staff, but it's unclear why she had to take federal money to pay the salaries and why the funds weren't initially in her budget. Reynolds' office responded Monday by saying she's working to provide federal officials the documentation needed to approve the funds. In an update to our report last Friday, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on Monday said only one person was injured during a multi-vehicle accident Friday afternoon on the interstate west of Adair. Wet and icy roads contributed to the accidents. Authorities started receiving multiple calls about the incident on I-80 eastbound at mile marker 76 at around 4:45 p.m. Friday. The driver of a 2014 Nissan Rogue, Aaron Schild of Lincoln, Nebraska, suffered suspected minor, non-incapacitating injuries and was transported by CAS EMS to CAS Health in Atlantic. Authorities say the Nissan was in the left lane when it left the road and struck a cable barrier. The SUV then veered back into traffic and struck on the passenger side by a 2021 Lexus driven by 61-year-old Richard Adam of Blair, Nebraska. After that, the SUV left the road again and traveled through the cable barrier to the north side of the roadway and came to rest in the median. Damage to the vehicles in that accident amounted to $25,000. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said also at about the same time and place, a pickup driven by 59-year-old Latricia Sue Wagaman of Red Oak went out of control due to the weather conditions and was left stranded against the cable barrier. There were no contact vehicles involved in that mishap. Damage was estimated at $8,000. And an eastbound 2019 Jeep Cherokee driven by 40-year-old Aaron Hoffmeyer of Lincoln, Nebraska, was eastbound on I-80 at around 4:45 p.m. Friday when she slowed for the multi-vehicle accident that was in front of her. Hoffmeyer's SUV went out of control on the icy bridge, which caused most of the other accidents, by the way, and came into contact with the cable barrier. The vehicle sustained about $5,000 damage, but was able to have been driven away. And a UTV accident Friday evening near Panora resulted in suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries to three people. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office says a 2016 Honda UTV operated by 37-year-old Chad Radcliffe of Panora was northbound on Soldier Trail at around 5:50 p.m. when the machine went out of control and rolled over with the intersection of 245th Avenue. Radcliffe was transported by Panora EMS to Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Two passengers, 37-year-old Nathan Dorsett of Panora and 31-year-old Adam Sanders of Lincoln, Nebraska, were injured. Dorsett was transported to the Guthrie County Hospital by a friend. Damage to the UTV was estimated at $20,000. It was a total loss. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.